What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last for long?
Well, I would call that just a hard rain.
Uh-huh. Would you say something like a goose drowner?
That's right.
What?
A good rain, a good hard rain.
Uh-huh. Now,
if it don't have no wind in it, if wind in it, I would call it a storm.
Oh, would you say a downpour?
That's right.
Would you use that word?
Yes, my downpour.
Would you say that?
I sure would.
Okay. How about a cloudburst? Would you say that?
Oh, Lord. A cloudburst. That's a bad rain. That's a heavy rain, a washing rain.
Uh-huh.
That's a washing rain. Kind of land moving rain.
Uh-huh. And you'd call that a what?
I call that a washing rain.
Uh-huh. And what would you use to name a washing rain?
A cloudburst, something like that.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
A mantelpiece. That's what I've always called it.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call the particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Lighter.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Rod and hangers? Well, I'd call...
If it's built into the wall.
A closet. I'd call that a closet.
And if it's movable from room to room, what would you call it?
Well, I would... I don't know just what I would call that, a moving one, something like a shift roll.
Okay. Yeah. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Overlapping board.
On the outside of a house.
Like a weather boarding?
Right.
A weather boarding.
What do you call the covered area, the front or the side of the house, where some chairs might be placed? You might say, the ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs on...
The porch, I'd call it.
What would you call a small porch if it had no roof?
Well, it should be named a sun porch.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
A small fence? I would call that a lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
Well, that would be a fence. That is a fence-in thing.
And what would you call it? Say we were driving in a car and I said, do you look over there at that? How would you describe it? It's made out of rocks or stones.
Well, I would describe that as just a fence, but it's just made out of rocks or stones like that.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
A large wooden vessel that you carry water or milk.
It has a handle.
I see. I don't know just what I would call that, a large wooden vessel.
When you...
A water bucket.
Okay.
Water bucket. We have had them. We don't have them now, but we have had them.
And what do you call the same thing made out of metal?
Water bucket, right on.
What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Call it a skillet.
What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, the thing where you turn the water off and on?
A spigot?